Good morning. It's 6 hours since we went to sleep. I finally switched off the laptop. Last night was the first night of my holidays, and we ended up watching 8 episodes of The Apprentice UK, 8 episodes in a row. We've got 2 episodes left, which we might tack now. Well, not exactly now, this minute, but I really want to get it over and done with. Mainly because I don't want anyone to spoil what happens, so I need to be up to date fairly quickly. I've just spent the last 15 minutes catching up with Booze. Maria is lying here beside me reading her Kindle. We've got one kid fast asleep in one room and another kid glued to the computer screen. And at this stage, I expected Maria to have joined in and said something, so I've run out of things to say. Thank you. I've woken up with a really sore throat, but there's nothing unusual in that. It's I wake up every...
I think we both do. You know, like every morning there's just like... I don't know if it's... Because it doesn't really get cold. I don't really get cold at night, but I don't know. You know, why the soreness? I have no idea.
But it's probably, in my case, just the end of school... Lurgy disease thing that I tend to do as soon as school finishes. I tend to come down with a...
Probably the plague.
I've got the plague. Maria says this because I think... Are you reading Samuel Pepys' diary?
No, I'm reading this thing. It's called something... Something.
It's called something, something. That no, famous book by that author, you know what he's called.
It's by Daniel Defoe, and it's a journal of the plague year written by a citizen who continued all the while in London. It's from those times when they didn't know how to write.
Okay, stuff, then.
And they just titled it with the whole story.
Well, they knew how to write stuff. They just didn't go for short, snappy type titles.
No, they didn't. It wasn't about readership. It okay. was about, you know, telling the story.
Right. And having just listened to Alex's boo about how his Sundays are not as lazy as Will and Maria's. I get the feeling that his Saturday isn't going to be as lazy as Will
and
Maria's either, as I lay here in bed with laptop on knee, and I say about to set off to watch 2 episodes of The Apprentice. Here it's snowing in the UK. England are losing the cricket in Australia. And Sheffield United actually won a game, which...
No way, again.
Well, what do you mean again? Two in a season does not make, you know, it's not...
Well, again, as in, oh my God, they did not lose again.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know, like they always do. Like, it's unusual.
We don't have a manager.
Maybe that's why they're winning.
Yeah. Which you have to sort of think about is how Wales, the country Wales... are bottom of their table in the World
Cup. As opposed to the Wales. Yeah. The Wales could not be bottom of their table, could they? Anyway.
Well, they can. They can swim very far down. And Wales, bottom of their table, needed a manager. So they picked Sheffield United's manager because we're not bottom of our table. We're third from bottom of the table. Anyway, haha. That was it. I thought...
If the Wales needed a manager, would they call him...
Why would they call him...
Because they're Wales.
Isn't there a cartoon? Something like the opera, the Wales, Welsh, Wales opera. No, this is a national Welsh show. Oh, God.
I don't know.
I'm going to interestingly try and think of a title for this boo that
tells everything, like, you know, a journal of the plague year written by a man who stayed in London during said plague.
And I am really annoyed. How did I fail to get into Alan's top three when he was in third place?
With three listens,
which means that if I've done 4 boos this week, you haven't been listening to them on your last FM, and I am, whatever I am, underpants man.
Oh, waving fist in the air.
Angrily. And you kids, get off my front lawn. I'll catch you on the flip side then. Bye-bye now.